Imagine visiting a farm predominantly filled with wildflowers, where the adorable sheep, happy goats, and fancy-feathered chickens serve as charming secondary characters in this vignette. There's always lots of shenanigans going on here, laughed Lisa Morgan, owner of Wildflower Farm. This family-run flower farm began when Morgan started her bouquet business in her house in town 12 years ago before moving to the farm 5 years later. Now, they offer a bouquet subscription for those who enjoy fresh-cut flowers, along with interactive creative workshops. There are 12 ladies who receive unique bouquets every month during our growing season, Morgan said. That's 5 months of growing, and if we cross our fingers and hold our tongues just right, maybe we can get a bouquet in October. But I don't promise anything. Morgan enjoys how different flowers bloom at various times, providing snapshots of the garden's changes each month. I've always been one of those people who thinks, if someone else can pay for my addiction, that's faantastic, Morgan said. So I garden for free by having 12 ladies sign up for bouquets. Before moving to Wildflower Farm, Morgan decorated for weddings and special occasions for 14 years. When her family arrived at the farm, it was a blank slate. There was an old barn, and I always had plans for it, but it took a while to make that happen, Morgan explained. Now the space is transformed, and the barn is super cool. Initially, we did our own thing, but then my friends came over for paint nights and wreath making. A couple of them suggested people would love this idea, and I thought, yeah, they probably would. That's when we opened up to the public. Now, it's rare for their classes and workshops to not sell out. The preparation for some workshop materials isn't quick, especially when using pressed or dried flowers. That takes work and time, and as a family-run farm, I can only accommodate about 17 people at a workshop, Morgan said. For paint classes, we always sell out at 35. Morgan initially trained to be a teacher but realized it wasn't for her. So I've come full circle by teaching workshops now, she said. I presented at a Spring Fling conference for teachers with a PowerPoint called, Grow Flowers, discussing our top 10 direct-seeded flowers grown here on the farm. It's a great starting point for anyone interested in gardening without needing a full grow operation at home. Morgan emphasizes that starting is simple. You literally grab a pack of seeds, put them in good soil, and there will be flowers. Having lived in Prince George all her life, Morgan has gardened in some capacity the entire time but has focused on it for the past 20 years. She completed the Master Gardener program at the university. It's a fantastic program because they run it in winter when you're bored and just trying to get through the season, Morgan noted. During winter months, Morgan began offering workshops at Studio 2880 last February, receiving fantastic responses. We work with live plant materials, she said. In November and December, we do live wreath making using local foraged materials like hemlock, spruce, cedar, and pine. You won't find any sparkly or plastic decorations here, just natural wreaths. We always sell out because it's such a nice experience, complete with a fire bowl and hot tea or chocolate. People come dressed for an outdoor experience, but it's inside the barn. Other ways to visit the farm include mini photo shoots with professional photographers using the farm as a backdrop and workshops for creating seasonal centerpieces. This summer, Morgan also started yoga classes that incorporate bouquet making, though not at the same time. Downward dog to the sunflower and grab the greenery with your toe? Nope, she laughed. Visitors are always welcome to check out the sheep, little goats and chickens, which are there just because they're cute. There are also classes on making floral teas and other nature-based drinks. Morgan is passionate about teaching people what they can create from nature's bounty. Gardens are great for the environment and for the bees, Morgan said. We grow a variety of plants, from perennials to annuals. Some are started early, and some are direct-seeded. It's all about balance, nothing can be too high maintenance, except for the dahlias. You know, they're like a high-maintenance child. You love them, but you're like, why do you have to be such a pain? That's the dahlia. Morgan has many regulars who return for various workshops and classes. And that's a good sign. You know you're doing something right, she laughed. For more information about Wildflower Farm events, visit https://www.facebook.com/profile.php?id=10005753934829.